Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
I'm sharing with you 43 reasons why people don't pay tithe. Three reasons. Yeah. Please be seated. I'm trying. Listen to me. Once you are a Christian, the battery is about to go off. Once you are a Christian, you need to understand. Hello? You need to understand who a Christian is and what does God require of us. Increase the volume, please, so I don't need to shout.
Keep preaching.
I'm trying. Many people don't understand. You see, you are students, so it would be safe for me not even to talk about tithing or money. Yeah. Because most of you, even what to eat is difficult.
Yay.
Are you there? But I will not do you any good if I don't let you know what there is so that you make your mind and be blessed by God.
Oh, yes.
It's just like doing a course and you don't even get to hear some of the models in the course. The lecture says it's difficult. These people cannot. So you did not even know that there are models in the course you are doing. You just finish the course and you meet people, then they mention models. You can't even know that that model was part of the course. So you'll be half-baked. You'll be uneducated graduate. You are a graduate, but you are not educated in so many things. Are you there? Yeah. So you need to know, you need to understand clearly that in the Bible, it is not, listen carefully, it is not the scriptures and the word of God concerning giving that makes you prosperous. Because many people have scriptures about offering, scriptures about giving. Do you understand? That is not the scriptures that will make you prosperous. That is not the scriptures. That is responsible for you prospering. Where were you? I was looking for you. You were right here. But I called you, you did not come. I've forgiven you. Are you here? You see, I can put the name to the face. It's not like a name that I know when I see her passing by, I'm driving, it's raining, I will stop and pick her.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, because I know her name.
And the face.
And I know her face.
Oh, yes.
Some of you are just a face, I don't know the name.
Yes.
Even when I see you, I can't call you and say. Or you yourself also cannot call me. Are you here? So I'm saying to you that it is not like the course you are doing. It is not any specific model that makes you the graduate. It is all of it. It's all of it that makes you have that qualification that you are a graduate in computer science. You are a graduate in computer engineering. You are a graduate in mathematical science. You are a graduate in physics or architecture. You are a graduate in chemistry.
LLB.
It's not only the law of contracts. Other laws are even going to help you.
Family law. Corporate
law. Do you understand? Law of thoughts. Equitable Estoppel. So all of these things are supposed to help you to become that. But many people are half big. They only know something small, and they don't even know that there is other aspect of what they are doing.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
So if you look at Matthew chapter 4, it's in the Bible. When Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus gave a very powerful revelation. Look at Matthew chapter 4. Let's read from verse number 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Verse number 2.
And when he had fasted
40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward. Yeah. After 40 days, you'll be hungry. Verse number 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Are you there? So the temptation was for Jesus to use his power. That is why the devil cannot put you to task. If you are praying because of fear, your prayer is not likely to be answered. You are not praying out of faith. The devil cannot be your God instructing you to pray. So those of you, when you have a dream, they say, I want to fast. It's out of fear. You fast. Do you understand? Yeah. Like one man of God, he was sleeping. He saw somebody shaking the room. Everything was falling down. When he opened his eyes, he saw it was Satan. He said, ah, it's you. He covered himself. I don't even want to think about.
What a man.
Ah, you are the one shaking over here. He covered himself. And he went to he peacefully. If it were you. I said, if it were you, you would drink communion. You would eat communion. You will bathe the blood of Jesus. You because to you, the devil can put you to task. So it's not like Jesus did not have power. He had power. He multiplied bread. And Satan knew. And wanted him to use. So anything you are doing, for instance, sometimes a boy says that, you cannot go to bed with me. I'm so okay, why are you foolish? Are you so foolish that it's like somebody is trying to challenge you, so you're also going to sleep with that person? To prove what? Anything that you do to prove yourself is not from God.
Yeah.
Are you there? They are laughing at you that you are not a man. You are not a man. How many people have you slept with? Then you start a journey.
Yeah.
You want to sleep with more girls so that you are... Are you foolish? You see, that's what the devil does. He comes and says that if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. But Jesus gave us the revelation in verse number 4. Look at the verse number 4. Jesus said, but he answered and said, it is written. That means it's in the Bible. It is written. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a man, a human being, you live by every word. Every word. Tell somebody every word.
Amen.
That proceed out of the mouth of God.
That proceed out of the mouth.
So Jesus showed us that it is not any specific word that you live by. Every word of God is supposed to profit you. You live by every word. Are you here? Every word. So how come you have heard so many messages, but you don't have any word concerning giving, concerning tithing, concerning offering? Do you understand? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is what we live by. Hello?
Bye.
And you will begin to see that it is not the scriptures on giving that makes you prosperous.
Say that again.
For instance, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. The Bible says that every scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Every scripture, not some scriptures. Every scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof and for correction and for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God will be what?
Perfect.
And thoroughly furnished unto all. Every scripture. Not some scriptures. Every scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you may not understand that you believing that God created the heaven and the earth is what makes you prosperous. You may not even understand that believing that God is the eternal creator, or that according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27, the Bible says, and God created man after his image and in his own what? Likeness. Believing that is what makes you prosperous. And God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This scripture is responsible for your prosperity. Because if you believe that you are in the image of God and you are like God, it means you are also three in one. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are they not one? You are also a spirit. You have a soul and you live in body. Yeah, you are a tripartite being. So the body, your body is you, your soul and your spirit, but actually you is your spirit. Are you there? And if God created you in his image and in his likeness, God is a creative being. It means that you are also a creative person. When you believe this scripture, it will let you wake up and begin to say, that, why is my creativity asleep? Why am I not using my creativity? God can create a lot of, where is my creativity? Until you believe in this scripture that you are created in his own image and his own, you are like God. He created the heaven. He created the earth. What is your creativity? Where is it? Rise up. You see, this scripture will let you do well. This scripture will not let you say that they should call you booty when you are sissy. This scripture will not say that they should call you he, them, they, what? You will read that he created you in what? In male and female created he them. You begin to use he or she. It is going to keep you sane. It is going to keep you sane. Reading this means that you believe that you are not a developed ape.
Okay. Oh, yes.
You are not an improved monkey.
Hey.
This scripture, do you understand? And once you know that you came from God, you believe that you have creative powers. You can think, you can imagine and create something that doesn't exist. Where are your companies? Where are your business ideas? Where are the things when you are in the image of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you begin to understand that every word, that is what I'm saying. Every word. Listen to me. It is not the advice from your mother to study hard in school that is responsible for your well-being. No. Every advice from your mother is supposed to let you do well. It's not the advice saying that don't sleep around, concentrate on your books. No, that is not the one. Every advice.
Every.
Including wash your teeth, brush your teeth before you eat. Hello?
Hi.
How many understand that advice? It's responsible for you even doing well. So that when you do well, your teeth will not be eaten by other animals. See that now? You were eating. You did not listen to your mother. Even you may not be here. Or even if you are here, you did not get the course you want to do. Even before another advice come, it's like your mother saying that, come home. Don't make this for everything your mother told you. Dress well. Hey, wash your armpits, wash under you. Every advice. So every word of God is responsible for your well-being.
Amen.
Every word of God is for you to prosper and to do well. How many understand what I'm talking about? It's not only the word of God that says that give and it shall be given. No, that's just one of many. The advice from your mother that be serious in school and pass. It's just one of many good advice that are all supposed to make you do well. There are even better advice that if you listen to it, you'll be doing far better than now. If you listen to your mother to wake up very early, do your chores and bath, and you will be doing far better than even coming to the university. How many understand? You have a certain pattern of life. You have a good habit. Do you understand? You wouldn't have fallen into so many wrong hands. You would not have been maltreated the way you have been by somebody who is younger than you. Look at how somebody has misused you. Now, you think about it that, oh, okay, this is the reason my mother. You notice that the advice of your mother, every one of it is for your well-being. He told you, this your friend, be careful about. It's for your well-being. I don't think that you should leave your hair like that. Every one of it, you may not know, but it contributes. Do you understand? That is how the word of God is. That is how the word of God is. That is why God is not responsible for your well-being. He has put that well-being in his word. So if you don't respond to the word of God, you are not doing well already. So in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, you will read and you notice that God has put your prosperity in your own hands. Joshua 1, 8, it said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Can we read it together? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then
thou,
who? For then, you, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. So you are responsible to make your way prosperous. And for then thou shalt have good. You are supposed to have good success. And you are supposed to make your way prosper. It's not God. He said, he was talking to, this is God talking to Joshua, an army officer, a military commander who has taken over from Moses. And I thought that he would show him battle plan, military strategies. But God says that no, it's the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God. Everywhere. That is why we are learning that every word of God is profitable. Yeah. Every word of God, all scriptures are given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be what? Perfect. perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. Amen. Every word. And go to Joshua 1:8. So we see over here, this is not Joshua speaking. This is not Moses speaking. This is God speaking. God spoke himself when he was advising Joshua as he has taken over from Moses. As he took over from Moses, how am I going to do well? I am different from your servant Moses. You spoke to Moses. Moses had the power, miracles, everything. How am I going to do well? And God tells him that your doing well is in your own hands. I have already given the words. Everything that Moses tells, if you observe it, if you observe it and you do it according to all that is written therein, then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have a good success. So when the Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners, God said that be careful who is your friend. If you don't watch it and you take a bad friend, you have a bad company. God has already told you. Hello. He says a little sleep and a little slumber and the poverty will come to you like a thief. He's already told you, if you don't want to be poor, then let a little sleep and a little slumber go away. He said a lazy man says that there is a lion on the way. Means that a lazy person says that a lazy person always has an excuse. A lazy person always has an excuse. Do you understand? Yeah, a lazy person. So he's told you that don't be lazy. Everything is there. Everything is there. So when you observe it, he said, look, don't make friends with angry person. Don't make an angry person your friend, lest you learn his ways and you also become angry. Hey! Are you there?
Always.
Yeah. He tells us, he said, look, the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Those who love will eat the fruit of life. So what you eat and what you say can bring you death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the tongue is used for talking. You go and insult somebody, you can be arrested. Or you go and insult somebody, somebody can come and stab you. Life and death. You are kind to somebody, you speak nicely, you see that peace. The Bible is said, so who will make your way prosperous? You are responsible to make your way prosperous. And you are responsible to have a good success according to what you do with the word of God. Are you here? So if you don't like the Bible, or you don't have a Bible, or you don't read the Bible, and you notice that you are doing something bad to yourself, can we change the version? Let's go to NLT. Joshua 1:8. Let's see what the Bible says. The same scripture. Let's see it from the NLT. I'm preaching about Titan. I said I'm preaching about Titan. Joshua 1:8. Why are you bringing 18? Shimon. Can we read it together? Study this book of instruction continually. Those who have been reading the Bible, not knowing that you are even supposed to study the Bible. So many of you study when you are going to have exams. There's a difference between reading your note and studying your note. The Bible is not for reading, it's for what? Studying. You see, if I had not studied the Bible, you see, because I have studied, I take some of the scriptures from Genesis. I bring some from Timothy. I bring some. I'm weaving it. I'm weaving. Yeah, because I have studied. When you read the Bible, you don't even know what it's saying. So he says, study this book of instruction.
Continue.
The Bible is instruction manual for our lives. You buy a car, you don't know. Most people don't know where the, what do you call it? Some buttons are. You bought a car, but you don't know how to operate it. Many people don't know how to operate their life. The manual is the word of God. The Bible says, study it continually. Then what will happen? Meditate on it day and night. So you will be sure to obey everything written. He said, meditate on it. Think about it. Think about it. Meditate on it. Reflect on it. Ponder on it. Toss it through your mind. Squeeze it. Contemplate on what you have read. Ponder. Reflect on it. Reflect on it. Reflect. You need to reflect on it. The reason why you don't understand the scriptures is you have not reflected on it. You've not meditated on it. You've not thought about it. You have not contemplated about it. It says, meditate on it day and night. Then as you are moving, so the Bible says, I should make my way prosperous. I should make my way. How do I make my way prosperous? How do I ensure that I have it? Yes, I want to do well. But it says, he is not in charge. I am in charge. What am I going to do? Then he continued. Say, only then. Tell somebody, only then. Only when you have studied the instruction. Only when you have meditated on it day and night that you are sure to obey everything. Not some. Everything. That's what I was talking to you, that every word of God. Everything. Not any specific one. Not any specific one that people will let you know that, give and it shall be given. That is the only one you know. What about honor your father and honor your mother so that it will be well with you, so that you will live long? It is there. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Verse number 3, that it may be well with you and that you will live long. So long life is not in virgin active. Doing well is not doing accounting or doing medicine. When you honor your mother and your father, you may be doing nursing, you will do well. You may be doing what? Arts, you will do well. But you can do medicine and not honor your father and mother and you will not do well. Observe it. Said after, it's only then when you have meditated on it. So that you will be sure to obey everything written therein. Only then. Can we have only then? Only then. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Only then. So who is supposed to make you prosper? Who is supposed to make you succeed? You are in charge. You are in charge of your prosperity, my brother. You are in charge of your success. The church is quiet. Yeah, because you think that long life is in eating grasses like a goat. Long life, you think that it will be well with you be when you make friends with people whose parents are politicians. No. It will be well with you according to God when you honor your father and your mother. That's why I have sent somebody, go and celebrate your father and come quickly back. Do you know why? I want it to be well with her. And I want her to live long.
What a pastor.
You can have money and live a short life if you don't honor your mother and your father. And some of us already, we are not talking to important people in our lives. Me, I won't advise you. Let the word of God advise you. Because when I say, you will say that I don't understand. When I talk to you, you say I don't understand. But I'm sure God can talk to you. Yeah, when God talk to you. Are you here? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing when it comes to the Titan. It is your obedience to the word of God that will make you prosperous. And that will make you succeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So the first reason why people don't pay tithe is that I intend to bless you. Are you here or you've gone home? The first one, the first reason why people don't do well is they don't know about it. People don't know about tithing. They are ignorant about it. They don't know about it. If you don't know about tithe, I can assume that Karabu knows about tithing. I can assume that everybody knows about tithing. Are you there? Even something will surprise you. Something will surprise you. There was a time that people even did not know that there is God. Even God himself, people did not know. Then a subject. In Acts chapter 17, yeah, when you read from maybe, should we start from verse number 28? Yeah, we actually looking for the verse number 30, but let's start from 28, so we have some context. So this Paul preaching, he said, "For in him we live and move and exist. As some of your poets have said, we are his offspring." He was talking about God. Verse number 29. "And since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol designed by craftsmen from gold or silver or stone." Are you getting it? Verse number 30. "God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in the earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and return to him." So there was a time that people didn't even know. How can you see heaven, earth, see all the sun, moon, elephants, ants, whale? Then everything, look at the plant, different. Some of the plants, they grow and become red. Some become yellow, some become green, some become mauve. It's amazing. How can you say that you don't know God? But the Bible says that there were people who were ignorant about who God is. So if people who don't know God, how much more about some things about it can happen? Are you there? Yeah. So people genuinely don't know about tithing. I was telling the church a story of one of our bishops, Bishop Ni Adams. He was in Niger.
I'll be there.
Yeah, as a missionary. And the country is Islamic. So he went for soul winning, mobilized people and took them to church and said, "We are coming to pray." He gave the prayer topic in expecting the people to pray. When he turned, the people were now doing like Muslims. In the church. He said, no, stop. Then it occurred to him. He found out, why are you doing this? We are not Muslims, we are Christians. So, that is prayer. For all their lives, they have not seen a Christian pray before. All they have seen growing up is Muslims praying. So as he gave the prayer topic, they said, "Let's pray." They started doing what Muslims were doing. Then it occurred to him that he has not taught them how to pray. Then he had to now start and teach them, "This is how we pray. Do you understand? When people are old, people are grown, you can easily assume that they should know everything. You cannot assume. Are you there? You cannot assume. So people did not know about even God himself. How much more something within his word. They did not even know God. How would they even know that God has a son or has a word of God called the Bible, and in the word of God, you can't be sure. Or some people have heard it, but they don't know what the tithe is. Somebody asked me, Pastor, is the tithe half of my salary? I said no. Hey, we all not be able to pay it. 50%. Are you there?
Yes.
I mean, I could see that the person was totally ignorant about. Said, I've been having this idea, but I can't pay. Is it 50%, half of my? I said, no. They said, well, what is it? I said, it's 10%. So ask for 10, I can do it. Ask for 10. 10, I can do it. But I thought it's half of my salary. So people have ideas, ignorance about, do you understand? Yeah. And it will surprise you to know that even in the New Testament, disciples, who are disciples? Disciples are the ardent followers of Jesus. Even disciples were ignorant, did not know that they were supposed to speak in tongues. Look at Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. I'm trying. Acts chapter 19, we are going to read from verse number 1. And we will end at verse 6. Acts chapter 19, verse. Bible says, while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior region until he reached Ephesus on the coast, where he found several believers. Okay, when you read the King James, it says, go to the verse 1. Yeah, disciples. I said, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. So he found people who were following Jesus Christ ardently. Verse number 2. He said unto them, so Paul said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Can you believe? Followers, so these people know God. They say they are born again. They are following Jesus. But they did not know whether there be any what? Holy what? Holy Ghost. Ghost holy. No, we don't know anything like that. So verse number 3, Paul asked them, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. So all we know is John the Baptist baptism, water baptism, that John baptized us. Verse number 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Verse number 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. They did not know. Can you believe that? Disciples did not know. And look at verse number 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they speak with tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when knowledge came, they changed. They did not know. But when knowledge came, they changed. Now, if you did not know and knowledge come and you don't change, then now you are intentional. Because you are not paying your tithe because you did not know. Paul had not come from Ephesus. Do you understand? I want to see your eye. The way you had covered your eye. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
But when they heard that, look, John's baptism was just for repentance, and Jesus, John himself said that you should believe on the one that I'm not even worthy to loose his, the laces of his shoes. When they heard the right thing, all these people were baptized already by John, were baptized again, this time in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Paul laid his hand on them. That is why when we do the altar call, we go and pray. Paul laid his hand on them, and Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you notice that ignorance prevented people. Maybe you are in church, you come to church, you sing, you dance, but you have not paid a tithe before. It's because you did not know. It's because, but when you are now taught that tithe is the tenth of whatever God gives you, even as a student.
What a shock.
Even as a student. Pastor, my money is very small. Yes. God is not looking for big money out of small money. He's looking for the tenth of whatever he gives you. Are you there? Yeah. He's looking for the tent. So you cannot say that I'm a student. Pastor, my money is very small. Hey, when I give the tent, what will be left? I don't know. You may have to find out from God. I'm not God. If I am God, I will say that if your money is small, don't pay tithe. Many people think that, look, tithe is for those who have money. When you spend and there's some left, then you can use it to pay. Yeah, Samsung. Are you here? But Bible says that when knowledge came, they got born again, spoke in tongues, and were baptized in the name of Jesus. When knowledge comes and you don't change, then that one, you are willfully doing, intentionally doing something wrong. Fortunately, say amen.
Amen.
Everyone must pay tithe. I'm going to inspect your tithe.
Oh.
You cannot just be there. You sing, you dance, you enjoy. You shout. But you, when it comes to tithe, then you are serious looking into it. Meanwhile, you do your hair, which is more expensive than your tithe. Yeah. 400. And look at your nice nails. Not knowing that you are using my tithe to do your nails. Share.
Very petty.
But listen to me, the wonderful thing is that when knowledge comes, you know, that is why when knowledge comes, you cannot resist it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. And I need you to understand this. Like we started by saying, it's not any specific scripture that will make you prosperous. Every word of God. You know the scripture that has blessed my life. Oh, this son shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall cast out demons. And they will lay hands on the sick. They will recover. And when they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Oh, it blesses me. That scripture made me know that demons are supposed to go when I come. And do you know what, how it has helped me? It has helped me never to buy medication.
Yes.
Hey, for all my life,
wow.
I have not been sick because I noticed that when he's with you, the demons and things, even when I become sick, I lay my hands on myself. I need to recover. That's what I'm telling you, that it is not any specific scripture. All scriptures are supposed to cause you to prosper. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. And recently I was somewhere. A woman had been diagnosed with cancer. And that scripture says, I'm telling you so that you become a little jealous. This one I will show you. He said, Pastor, I've been diagnosed with cancer and I'm waiting just to die. But as you were praying, you said, yeah, God is healing. And you mentioned somebody has a cancer. I am the one. When you said it, something move out of me. And I feel strengthened.
Wow.
I feel strengthened. Do you know this woman has taken envelope? Somebody that you are sick, you need to use your money for medication. It's taking money and it's put in. If I'll convert it to rand, so you don't know. If in rand, maybe 5,000. In the same, I don't know. Somebody has come to say, how can he have came to say, thank you? I said, what? I said, no, go and give it to your pastor. I said, no. I said, no, tell your pastor you want to give me. I'm just a visitor here. So the pastor was by. I said, Pastor, this is what. So, Bishop, be blessed by it. Yes, I need. Not knowing that, me knowing that scripture, that you lay hands on the sick and they will recover, is going to line my pocket with cool 5,000. You are now jealous. That was not the end. Another person took an envelope.
All right.
Also was about 10,000. You see, you don't know the number of problems that people have. Then this one came with 2,000. This one came with it. Then when I finished, I noticed that I am loaded. Thou shalt observe to do all that is written therein. Only then, what will happen? Yeah. Only then you shall make your way prosperous and happy. So as I ate the scriptures and I prayed, hey, this is where now I was, when I was traveling, my wife, I was prosperous. I said, everything my wife needs, I can buy it. I was not prospering, no. Hey! You'll be there. No. You'll be there.
I'm knowing some scriptures.
That's what I'm telling you now. It's not given, it shall be given.
All scripture.
All scriptures is given by inspiration of God. My God. This sign shall follow you. I was prospering with this sign shall follow you. Yeah, I was prospering. This sign shall follow you. You lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
In one of the meetings, I told them that I am not supposed to pray for the sick. If I pray for the sick, then I'm wasting the anointing. I'm supposed to lay my hands. When I lay for... And I started laying hands. When I lay this... Ashes! Where are you? You are too slow. You don't catch from my left. You need to catch from my right. Take it one. Take it two. Take it three. At a point, it was me and the pastor and the usher standing. Everybody was on the floor. I said, what is happening? There's power here. There's power here. And I look, I say, Bishop, where are you? There's power here. Every scripture. So as you don't read your Bible, as you don't study the Bible, as you don't keep the instruction you think that you are doing, you are doing yourself. Even the Bible that you have, dust has gathered on the Bible. No, knowing that God has put your prosper, for them thou shalt make, you shall make your way prosperous. You should make your way prosperous. You should make your own prosperous and have. Now you have gone to sleep with somebody who has not married you.
Yay!
And you are growing leaner. You don't know whether you have. Do you understand? So you can't even have the mind to study. And you are going to fail your exams. And you can't get a work. You see how not obeying the word of God.
Yeah.
That as you become saint, let not be named once against you fornication. You did not read from Ephesians chapter 5, 1 to 3. Yeah. Children of God, as you become a saint, let not even fornication be once. Now you're going to sleep with somebody who has not paid lobola for you. Once. Oh. Now you are growing lame. And because of that, you cannot study your course material. And you are going to fail. And you cannot graduate. And you not have a course. You not have work. And you not have a good job. And they are not going to pay you. Who is responsible for you not prospering? You say, Pastor, I love you. Make the way you're looking like. Okay. You are playing table tennis with me. When I serve and you are smashed. Who are you? Yeah. For fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. The last time you had it was the last time. In the name of Jesus. I did not hear some people say amen. I said I did not hear some people say amen. Does it mean you are intending to do one last more? Can I hear a louder say amen? I need to hear the amen well. Anyone who is not saying the amen, you are a suspect. I'm suspecting you. Please watch. Watch. Anyone who is not saying amen well, you are a suspect. Did you say amen? I did not hear. What about those over? Did you say amen?
Amen.
Find out anybody who did not say amen, it means that he is not agreeing with the preaching.
They said it.
Yeah. So this scripture is responsible. See, when you obey it, you graduate on time.
Oh yes.
You find a good job. Did you understand? Every scripture is profitable. Even if you like, give me the scripture and I will show you how it will profit you. Give me the, yeah. Give me any scripture. Any scripture will show you how it will make you prosperous. Any scripture, you can just call it and I will show you, put it on the screen, I will show you how it is going to make you prosperous. And how it's going to make you succeed. Are you there? So when the Bible says that you should pay your tithe, you cannot be. All scripture. Are you there? And like we have read, in the time of ignorance, God wink at it. God forgave. But now he commands everybody to repent.
We are repenting.
Are you there? You are going to have a tithe card. Where are my tithe cards? You are going to have a tithe card, even if it is one rand. If God gave you 10 rand in the whole month, take God's one rand and put it in the tithe card. Fulfill all scripture. You see, when you do that, you are saying that there is God. When you do that, you are saying that God can see, God can hear. And that is the key to you even praying. Because you don't pay tithe, you don't recognize God in your affairs. That's why you don't pray to God. That's why you don't expect a miracle. But if you prayed, and if you pay tithe, you know that I'm not throwing my money away. If I will do this for God, then God, you have to do your portion. Then you stand on the scripture and you will say, that you say you open the windows of heaven. And that there shall be a blessing that I cannot contain it. I need it now. Your tithe is a covenant with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two.
Preach.
I'm trying. Number two. People don't pay tithe. Some people don't pay tithe because... Can I tell you why? They have decided not to believe in tithing.
Hey!
Intentional. He said that, look, you know, how people say, oh, I don't believe in this. They can see that if they choose to believe, it means that money will go away.
It means something.
The implication. That's why when people, sometimes they ask people questions. Why did you do this? They said, no comment. Because they know that when they comment, it means a lot. Do you understand? The implication of the comment. So people choose that I don't believe in tithing. If you ask them, why don't you believe, they won't be able to give you. They have just decided that I don't believe it. Because if they believe it, then they need to do what they believe in it. Hello?
Hi.
How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, there's people like that. There's people like that. Because if you a boy comes to you, he tries to propose to you, and you ask him, do you believe that do you believe in God? Are you born again? Say yes. But do you believe in abstinence of sex? Premarital, say, he will tell, I don't believe in it. Because if he believes in it, it means that, do you understand? He knows what it means. Even though he knows, but he decides that I don't believe. It's not like the person doesn't know. But if he believes, if he decides to believe, it means something. And he doesn't want to do what it means. So he decided that I don't believe. Yeah, it's a strategy. Are you here? So people choose to say that I don't believe in tithing. I don't believe that fornication is a sin. I don't, because they want to stay on something. Do you understand? They want to do what they want to do. We call them itching ears. The Bible says that a time will come that people will heap onto themselves. Okay, their own pastors, their own prophets, their own men of God, who will say to them what they are looking for. And the Bible said they will have itching ears. You know, when your ears are itching, you want to scratch it. You want somebody. Yeah. People have things. You want people to say you are good when you are bad.
Hey!
You want people to say, yeah. And you can have your pastors, some of the pastors who do this, you see them on Facebook, who are also saying things that makes you happy. Yeah, they will be telling you that, oh, yeah, we will tell you that you don't need to be sin conscious. We are under the grace.
Hey. What the word?
We are under the grace. Don't be sin conscious. You can see. You don't even need to. And you know that you particularly have problem with sin. So you know that I think that this pastor is the good pastor. This is the good pastor I need in this time. You see now. You see now. You are struggling with paying tithe. Then you go to the Facebook to find a pastor who says that there's no need to pay tithe. He says, so you are looking for something that will itch, that will scratch your itchy ears. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So you yourself, you are inclined, your disposition is towards something. And you are looking for somebody to support your agenda. You are looking for somebody who will say that, you know, in the olden days, because of this and this, they really did not mean that premarital sex shouldn't be this. You can do it if you intend to get married, especially when your parents are aware. Do you understand? And it feels what you are doing. So you need such a pastor. And you say that, you look at what the pastor, it makes you, but you see that a certain conscious of God in you, even though you are doing it, but you know that you know what you are doing. Yeah. When you come to your senses, that's when you begin to call those pastors. This pastor is the one who made me sin. But when you want to do it, you use the pastors as the reasons. Number three. I'm trying. The third reason why people don't pay, some people don't pay tithe, is that they suffer from selective obedience. They select what they want to obey. Do you understand? Yeah. Selective obedience. They select. Even the Bible, they have their quotation. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Do you understand? Yeah.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.